Hello, good evening.
Hello. Welcome back to Two and a Possible. It's Rashawn and
Miss Melanie.
Hello, Miss Melanie. It's been a minute.
I last week was at Comic-Con, and so we were not able to record, but I am back from Comic-Con. Recovering from con crud and ready for action. Oh man, it was a good week though. It was a good week.
Good. Tell me about your trip.
Sure. So I was at New York Comic Con in New York at the Javits Center. I went for all 4 days. This con was I was really more focused on my cosplays than a lot of the panels that were there. I still was able to catch a few of them. On the first day, I actually got to see New York Comic Con actually has events that are like outside of the Javits Center. And so the very first thing I was able to see while I was there, coincidentally, as I was dressed in Potter inspired cosplay, was a panel session about The Cursed Child, which is currently on Broadway, and is opening up out in San Diego. And also is in Toronto, and also some other places around the world. So that was super cool. They showed us some clips from the show. They showed demonstrated how they put together some of the action sequences from the play. They had some of the actors there, some of the directors and choreographers. So that was really cool, super cool to see. All the Harry Potter fans are in the place, so that was fun. I actually got to win some merch. Because I was the loudest Ravenclaw in the audience,
Please.
but yeah, it was a good time. So that's how I started off my con. This con was really cool. We had a lot of group cosplays with a group of people that I went with. So the first day we did Hogwarts representing the houses. The second day we did a mashup of Marvel. My Marvel costume didn't come through, so I just was a Disney character since Disney owns Marvel. So it worked out. I was the Evil Queen, but they did Avengers characters, and so that was fun. And then on the third day, we did Star Wars, and I actually was able to get a picture with Billy Dee Williams, who was there. Doing pictures and autographs. So that was the first time I've done any of that. That was an interesting experience. Just more like a cattle call, really. You walk in, take the picture. I think next time I'll try and get it signed next time I have that opportunity.
Yeah,
But yeah, over go ahead.
he's a nice person. Billy Dee. I met him I think like 2 years ago or three at Rhode Island.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was nice when I met him and everything like that. It's cool.
That's good. I didn't get a chance to talk with him because it was just a photo op, but yeah, next time I'm definitely gonna opt for the autograph. But what else? Yeah, so I sat in on a panel on what Marvel has upcoming comic book wise. They're making some writer changes, some new books coming out. There's a new storyline coming out that I think is going to be really cool. It's going to join up all of the superheroes into one long story arc. It's kind of like a whodunit. So I might go ahead.
No, I said okay. Cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to post a couple pictures from the covers that we got shown to us up on the Instagram for folks to check out because that's going to be super cool. And then I was able to be part of the first ever New York Comic Con book club, which actually turned out to just be a focus group. So I thought like they were going to use like our feedback to like tell the author to see if the author was going to make any changes. But anyways, we all got together and we read this book called We Ride Sticks and are there presently. It's basically in a cult book. I thought about it like it was like a mix of like I don't even know, like Scary Babysitters Club. I don't know, or like Sweet Valley High. It was like a bunch of girls who like make a pact to like, you know, be evil witches, and then they want to win. They want to become like the best field hockey team in their state or whatever. But I mean, it wasn't bad, but like nobody really enjoyed it a lot. We all had a lot of feedback, but I thought it was hilarious that like they're just going to take our feedback and use it to market the book to the right people. So it was more like a feedback session and less like a book club, but it was really good discussion about the book. So I thought that that was cool that they included a literary discussion as part of the con, since I know that Read Pop, who puts on New York Comic Con, also does Book Con, which is a con that I definitely want to get to one year, since I read so much. But yeah, but that was fun. And I mean, the costumes were super cool this year, but I didn't see any that like blew my mind this year. I feel people are going for more for realism and less for shock. So that's cool. There were some really good costumes, but there weren't any like anything I hadn't seen before. Or maybe I'm just getting so old hat at cosplay now. I don't know. But yeah, there were some great costumes. As always, really cool people. New York Comic Con is really focused on cosplayers, so we were able to sit in on the cosplay competition, and the winner was this guy who put together a Mario game tribute outfit, and he had like a moving, what's the name of the like dragon thing?
I mean, like a moving dragon or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, in Mario, isn't there like a dragon or like a Yoshi? Lizard? Yeah. He had a Yoshi on his back that moved, and it was like the cutest thing. But he had like all the like little pieces of Mario all over him. Like it was amazing. It was so good. So he won. And yeah, so the cosplay competition was cool. So they're going to go on to nationals. I mean, to nationals, which is, or the finals, I mean, which is in Chicago at C2E2 and represent New York. So that's going to be fun. I get out to C2E2 to see how far those people go. But yeah, overall, it was a really fun time. It was super cold in New York. And this time we stayed so close to the con that we just walked. We were able to walk there every day, and yeah, my legs are still in pain. It was just so much walking.
I'm kind of contemplating right now of like hotels for Rhode Island Comic Con right now. I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna do, because I'm thinking about staying at the same one I was at last year, or trying to find something closer. And just like I'm like contemplating, because I know it's gonna be cold up there.
I think you should stay in the hotel that the con is at, because that just seems to make the most sense.
I know, but
and you save money on like, because like that's the thing. Like we saved so much money on like Ubers because we didn't have to take any. Like we took no taxis this time. Like we took none. Like we walked to dinner, we walked to breakfast, we walked to everything. And so you save money not having to like pay for lifts or taxis. And that's money that you can put into your hotel room.
True. I'm still contemplating, because I don't know if I'm going to stay 3 days or 2 days.
Yeah.
Convention season's annoying sometimes.
I mean, it doesn't stop. Like there's literally conventions every weekend if you really about that life. Like I wish I could. I wish my life could really just be going to cons every weekend. Like I want to get to, I don't know, how do I get that life? I know that's a life that some people live, but that is the life that I would like to live. I would really like to go to a con like every weekend, or at least once a month, and have someone pay me to do it.
I got one this weekend, HorrorCon, and I'm trying to go to Atlantic City. I'll be going there. For probably a day, maybe Saturday or both Saturday and Sunday. But it should be fun. I like doing like the horror conventions because they're different from like the regular comic cons a little bit.
Yeah, no, I love that there are different types of cons. I appreciate that. So I jumped in the Comic-Con situation, but I know that there are cons like for specific types of things. So I like other types of things. Like I said, I want to go to BookCon because I like reading. And there's another book convention, WorldCon, I forget what it's called, but there's another book convention that I definitely want to try to get into and hope that my book club can help me go to it for a reduced price. But yeah, no, I think having conventions that are focused on other, and that's how they started, you know, like there's like Star Trek dedicated, Star Wars dedicated, and so there's obviously conventions that are dedicated to different types of geekdom, and I think that's so cool. Like, I want to go to a Disney convention, but not like D23. Why do I always call it D3? Not D23, because I don't want all the Disney stuff. I just want to go to one where, like, we're just talking about, like, I want a Disney princess convention. Like, there has to be some local group of people who are like, yeah, this is just about Disney princesses. You know what I mean? Like, the local ones that are fan-made, and that's the thing, too. Fan-made conventions are so different from the, like, ones that are done by groups. So, like, Read Pop is an organization, and they do the best they can with what they have, right? And then you have, like, other groups that are just, like, groups of fans who got together and said, hey, we want to celebrate this thing that we like. And that's how, like, WakandaCon started. Like, this is our second year. Those are just three, you know, siblings in Chicago who were like, yeah, let's do this Wakanda thing. So I think fan-based things are cool, but then you don't want to end up with, like, a fan con situation.
Fuck Jamie and them.
Wow, he went full on. Yeah, so you don't want to end up with any of that. Because it takes a lot of effort to put something like that together. But I think, you know, when you start to think about the different things that people are interested in, like, you can get, and with the reach of the internet and social media, you can get a group of people together to be like, hey, let's all get together and enjoy this thing that we like. And then the bigger you get, the more names you can get at there and celebrities, and so you start to get sponsorships. Like, I'm sure there's going to be a Joker con eventually. But speaking of the Joker, I'm going to assume that you have seen the movie.
No, I haven't.
What?
Been busy.
Sir, I am disappointed.
I've been busy. I've been wanting to see the Joker, but I'm going to have to wait until probably Sunday to see it.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. So we can still talk about what is going on ostensibly with it as a movie. So everybody who I've talked to who have seen it has said that it is an amazing movie. Very well acted, great cinematography, really good origin story, blah, blah, blah. There has been a divide, I guess, with, you know, before the movie came out, there was a lot of hubbub about the cultural influence or societal influence that the movie might have. Some people said that, like, there's a message, but not everybody's getting the same message. So I guess it just depends on what kind of how you went into the movie, like what kind of mind frame you went into the movie with, and like what you came out with. Not everybody came out with the same viewpoint.
Yeah, I've seen two reviews for this thing. What both podcasts I listen to have reviewed this thing. One podcast that I trust completely, I've met these guys and everything else like that, 100% loved it. Another one, and I listened to, who've met them, also hated it. And I'm kind of going to have to go with the ones that loved it over people who I've heard them talk about this movie before it came out and kind of prejudged it. And I don't trust that kind of review because most people who went into it prejudging things is going to be like, this movie for incels. And when I'm hearing reviews from people who've loved it and say, it's not that. And it's more of like, you're watching a person who is already mentally disturbed, who's already basically whacked out in his mind already. But it basically was the city itself and that time period of like the 80s that kind of drove him to madness.
So here's the issue I have, and I haven't seen the movie, but from the context clues that I've seen and heard and read in reviews, there is a large, how do I put this? There are a lot of people of color in the movie.
Yep.
That's who it. Seem to be, in one way or another, involved in the decline of the Joker. Like, they're all part of his origin story. And so, I don't know if that reads, I don't know if it reads like they are the reason or if they are just the catalyst to the underlying societal issue.
Underlining societal issue.
I know that that's what you're going to say. I'm going to have to watch the movie to know if that's how it reads to me. But, like, I can see how it can read either way to some people, right? Like, because if I'm looking for it to be offensive, it could be offensive. Like, why is it all the black people that are the catalyst for his behavior? I can see why some people might feel that way.
And I've seeked and I looked out and I went and tried to find all the women of color who've reviewed this movie, and they all gave it a good rating. That's the one thing I was like, okay, let me see if it's like, maybe it's about color or something like that. I've like found like all these reviews from women on Rotten Tomatoes of like, they're like, oh, they're black women and they love this movie. I'm like, oh, you gave it 5 stars. I'm like, okay, good. That gives me like, okay, I felt like this movie is something that people wanted to have that like catalyst of like, oh, it's going to be prejudged before it came out.
I'm going to be honest. I was excited for this movie when it came out, and it wasn't until I think I saw the third trailer that I was like, wait a minute, what is this about? And I still don't know what it's about. So I'm still going to see it. Now, I know for me personally, this might not be the kind of movie that I want to see in a theater with a lot of other people, because their reactions to things might bother me.
Then
so
matinee then.
Right. I would probably see it like in a theater with less people, or just wait for it to come or see it another way. I'll put it like that. So like, that's my thought. Like see it with someone who I know, I trust their mental state. But I asked some people, and like, I've had some people tell me, oh, you probably shouldn't. And I'm like, why? And they're like, oh, it's a little, it touches on some things. And I'm like, I'm not an egg. Like, I'm not going to like crack if like I see something that's like too on the nose. But I feel like there's definitely, if I want to know what the director wanted to tell and if that's the story that he told or if it's like open-ended, because I feel like different people, like I said before, different people got different things from the movie, because I heard some people say the movie is about society and other people say the movie is about the Joker. And if the movie is about society, then yeah, I can understand the people who loved it, because they're like, well, look at the, shit show we're in now. Like, this speaks volumes. And then there might be other people who go, this is glorifying violence. I did hear that it was really violent, though.
Yeah, I hear that it was about, I think, like, 4 violent scenes.
Yeah, I heard that it was really violent. And I always tell people, when people tell me things are really violent, I'm like, is it violent like Deadpool, or is it violent like 300, or is it violent like, because like for me, I don't like violence, but clearly I watch like the Fast and the Furious and Marvel stuff. And I mean, there's fighting in all those, they're punching and shooting. But I think for me, it's more seeing like the blood and the guts and the like heads coming off. That's what I don't like.
Well, hopefully I can see it Sunday. I know I have to see at least, I'm trying to see these two movies before I go see it. I haven't seen Taxi Driver in years, so I got to see Taxi Driver again. And then I got to see another Martin Scorsese movie called Kings of Comedy.
I'm mad at him.
Why?
Didn't you hear what he said?
Oh, the Marvel thing? I really don't really care what he says. I don't care what he says. I don't care what Jennifer Anderson said. About basically,
let me clarify. I'm not like putting clout on what they say, but like, how are you gonna sit there and be like, that's not cinema? Like, sir, clearly it is. like, who are you to be able to decide what cinema is? Like, you aren't the like king of deciding what's a movie and what's not a movie. Was it put to film and played in a theater? It's a movie. Like, shut up.
You know,
I was.
You know what's even worse though with him, because he was gonna be the producer of Joker.
Yeah, I don't like people who, like, it's like him and like Bill Maher with his comments about how like it's for like people still watching comic book movies need to grow up. Like, are you serious? Like, have you watched these movies? Like, to sit there and try and pretend that there's not a deeper understanding in these movies and it's not just like cartoon, I don't know, whatever. But Jennifer Aniston just sounds salty. First of all, I don't need any more rom-coms. Like, I'm good with the number that there are. Like, there's a sufficient number of rom-coms. You know what we should be doing though? Putting more women of color in rom-coms. So if she was gonna come out and say that, then I would be on board. But we don't need more of them. There's plenty.
True. But I'm like, Marvel movies and stuff like that, there aren't that many compared to other types of movies that's out there. Like, there's a million rom-coms. There's a million of those other type of movies out there. Marvel movies are like, what, three or four a year?
I think she's just mad because they get so much press attention.
Why does she need press attention? She has friends' money. She's getting Apple money now. So I'm like, just collect your...
I don't like her. She's up there with Taylor Swift for me, actually. She's on that same list of, like, is she talking? Turn off the TV. Mm. Although, I do love Office Space.
I'm waiting to see her new show with Steve Carell comes on Apple. I want to watch it.
Oh, she has a new show with Steve Carell?
Yeah, it's called The Morning Show. Yeah, it's going to be on Apple streaming service.
Well, I won't be watching that since I don't have that. But what was it coming on? So, did you watch Raising Dion? Let me go back. There was a show that we were supposed to start watching together. What was it?
A show for us to both start watching together?
Yeah, there was a show that was supposed to start in October that we were going to start watching together. Was it Raising Dion?
I don't think it was Raising Dion. I'm not sure what it was.
Now I'm going to have to go back and listen to our show and figure out which show it was that we were supposed to... I think it's supposed to start next week, though, or this week, whatever. I know that there's a show that's supposed to start... And we were like, I said to you, don't watch it in a binge. Let's watch it episode by episode so we could talk about it. But I don't remember what the show was.
Oh, I gotta find it. It might be in my queue. I'm not sure.
Did you watch Raising Dion?
No, I did not.
Okay. I think that's what it was. I think that that is what we said we were going to do. Because it's only 8 episodes, or 6 maybe.
Did you watch it?
No, because I just told you. I just told you. No, I think that's a show that we were going to watch together. So, what I'm saying is you should watch the first episode before our next podcast so that we can discuss it. But do not binge it.
I don't think I'm going to binge it. I'm good. I feel like I'm going to take my time with that one. Because I just watched... what was it? I'm looking at my queue right now of like things I've watched. It was just a new Netflix show that just came on recently, I think last month. It was about a true story about a rapist that was basically raping from state to state. And he knew the concept of that police departments don't really communicate with each other. And that's how he was getting away with it for years. And from the story and everything, it showed like the woman was not believed. The cops basically thought that she made up the rape. And from the whole entire thing, it kind of just follows her. And then the investigation, the cops looking into another one and basically watching her life going downhill tragically because the cops basically said, you made it up. And she basically had to say, yeah, I made it up and everything else like that. Even got charged for false accusations.
Did she make it up? I'm confused.
She did not make it up. She got raped.
And why did she say that she made it up?
Because she was 18 years old, and basically the cops is basically pressuring her and everything else like that. It's but it's like the rapist was careful. He didn't leave any evidence, nothing, anything else like that at all. And her being in like the interrogation room with these two cops and two male cops not believing her at all. And saying, like, there's no evidence, there's nothing to say that there was a rape. And her saying that there was a rape, she's just basically, like, she just wanted it to all go away. And she just basically recanted her statement saying it was made up, it never happened, all that. When it did happen, and it kind of just showing that you gotta believe women when they tell people things that happen. And these cops just didn't believe her. It took two women cops in order to find and catch this rapist in another parts of the state and basically track his movements down and everything else like that. And he got like I think 300 years in prison for it. It's a really good story that you should watch. I'm trying to find the name of it, but it was a very good watch for me and everything. I was surprised because it was like it took me a minute to like get to it because it came out beginning of September, and I'm more of like I want to watch something that's gonna make me look like feel depressed because I just got finished 13 Reasons Why and I was like that's depressing. It was called Unbelievable, a limited series. It is with Tony Collette in it also as a cop. Merritt Weaver, she was on Nurse Jackie. And the girl was Caitlin Dever. She was recently in that movie Booksmart. So I would say watch it. It's like 8 episodes, limited series. Good television for Netflix.
Well, that's cool. I'm excited for Maleficent. There's like so many movies that I need to see. It's not even funny at this point. I'm so behind, but I was like focused on the con But I need to see Maleficent. I don't know if I'm going to see the Joker in the movies or not. I want to see the Addams Family. I'm not going to see Gemini Man, but I'm excited that, I mean, I'm excited to see what that brings, I guess. Like, how well that does in the box office, or if Jada's going to be mad that her man didn't get nominated for something again.
He's not getting nominated.
What?
Oh, he's not getting nominated.
How dare you?
It's at like a 38%.
Oh, people don't like it? Oh.
It's more of like, they like the action and everything. It's just the story sucks.
Oh, poor him.
Yeah, but, like, the technology is great from what I hear. Like, it's, like, top-notch technology. And it's going to be, like, really disturbing when Vin Diesel gets a hold of this technology and he uses it for Fast 10 and brings back Paul Walker.
No!
He's going to do it.
No!
He's going to do it.
No.
Yeah, with, like, all this stuff now.
No. Let him live. I mean, let him live. Let him lie. No, don't do it.
It is Vin Diesel. He's gonna bring him back for 10.
But he already did that. We're good.
I know. And also, The Rock and Vin Diesel have ended their feud.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they did.
Why?
Vin Diesel sent The Rock a nice wedding gift.
Aww.
Yeah, Vin Diesel and The Rock made a post about it and basically kind of like hinted that, yeah, he's going to be in Fast 9 and probably Fast 10, so.
Oh, that's sweet. That's great.
Tyrese still lost, though. I don't care what anyone says. Tyrese still lost in this battle.
I mean, Tyrese is an L. Like, he's just, that's his permanent state. I don't understand what's wrong with him. I don't know. He's still that guy that's saying the Coke commercial. So that's really his legacy.
Yeah.
I mean, how many Tyrese songs do you know?
None.
You know Sweet Lady.
I don't.
You've never heard Sweet... Oh, that's right. You're like five.
I probably know Tyrese songs, but I keep forgetting, like, oh yeah, Tyrese used to sing.
What do you mean you forget? He's a singer. I don't know how many movies is. Oh, you know what? It's because your vision of Tyrese is Baby Boy.
Basically.
Yeah, so like I never saw Baby Boy, so like I don't know anything about that. Like I know Tyrese from Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba, that's McDonald's. I know him from singing for Coca-Cola, and that's how he, like, blew up. Then Sweet Lady, then the Zodiac Sign song, and then all of a sudden he was a movie star, and I was like, for what? And then he was on Twitter acting a fool, and I was like, people listen to this dude? And then he was, before he was on Twitter acting a fool, he was in my Fast and Furious movies. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, he's dumb, but I mean, he's all right to look at, I guess. And then he was dumb on Twitter, and I was like, I don't like him. And then they brought Ludacris in. Or no, was Ludacris there first or him first?
Actually, they both came in at the same time.
Yep, you're right. I was like, thank goodness I had Ludacris, because he's not it. So I never accepted... Tyrese is an actor because he was horrible. But I know that there are people who like, no, I never saw Baby Boy, so I don't know if he was like good in that movie or what.
Well, I want to see Tyrese's acting chops when he does his Teddy Pendergrass movie. So
he's going to be Teddy Pendergrass?
Yeah.
Oh. Is he going to say? Oh, so here's the thing, though. He probably will be good. Because when when singers do biopics, or when actors do biopics that, and they can sing, I think they make pretty decent movies. I think biopics are a good, like, career uptick. Because, like, I don't like Mrs. Carter's acting, like, I think it's horrible. But I think the best acting job she's ever done, the best acting jobs she's ever done were in Dreamgirls and Cadillac Records.
Those are her best ones. I'm like, what movies has she been in? And I'm like,
she's been in too many is the answer. The answer is she's been in too many. She's been in like seven. No, more than that. She's been in too many. And I don't mean to sound really angry. I don't mean to sound mad. I don't dislike the woman. I just don't think she can act. And I don't know why her acting keeps getting pushed on us because it's really annoying. I want to be like, just sing the songs. Just sing the songs. I mean, I would prefer you didn't add the runs to the songs because Lion King didn't need that. And then I guess she put out a documentary about making the songs for the Lion King. Did you see that?
No, I did not. I don't need to see anything she's in.
Yeah, so I didn't see that. But apparently, I mean, I wanted to be like, but you didn't have to. Like, nobody asked for that. But that's just, I know that some people are really excited. I don't know. I don't know. She's, okay, so she was in Beverly Hood as girl number one in 1999. Carmen the Hip Hopera, which was horrible.
Oh my God. That is so bad.
That was so bad. I was like, please never again. Never again have her read. Like, it was so bad. And I love Carmen. Like, that is a really good. I was so angry. And then Austin Powers in Goldmember as Foxy Cleopatra.
She was fine in that role. That role was perfect for her.
It was so campy.
No, because it was a funny movie. That's all she had to be was funny.
And you thought she was funny?
What? She had her moments in that movie. That was it.
All right. I mean, that's fine. The Fighting Temptations.
Oh, the gospel one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the gospel one with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yes, I didn't like that. I mean, it was what it was. You know, back when black movies were just like, I mean, it was Tyler Perry-esque. It wasn't a Tyler Perry movie, but it read like Tyler Perry. She was in the Pink Panther.
Remember that one?
I didn't see that, so I have no idea.
I went to a school trip to see that movie.
Oh, really? Yeah, I have no idea. So I can't really talk about that. You know what's bothering me? Sorry, let me. You know what's bothering me as I read this list? I've seen most of these movies. I'm so angry. I'm not a stan. I'm not a fan. But I've seen most of these movies, with the exception of Fade to Black, which I have no idea. No, Fade to Black, with the exception of her documentaries. I haven't seen any of them. So Fade to Black was her documentary in 2004. I didn't see Pink Panther. Dreamgirls, she was okay. Cadillac Records, she was okay. Obsessed is like the worst acting I've ever seen, I think.
Oh my goodness, that movie. Oh, their fatal attraction. Idris Elba tried to have an American accent. I mean, like, he's perfect for The Wire, but when it came to that movie, I'm like, nope. He kept getting angry, you would hear the British come out, and then just her fight scene with
Her fight scene was, oh my god, that movie was so bad.
I feel, oh my goodness, I don't know why they did that, like, Fatal Attraction, that movie. I'm like, this is stupid. At every single second, I'm like,
it has a 19% score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Interesting. I didn't know it was gonna be that high.
Ah! It's so bad. Oh my god, it's so bad. I hate, oh my god, that movie was so bad. And I was forced to see it because I used to go to the movies like every day. not every day, like every week when I lived in Texas, because we had this place called Studio Movie Grill, and me and my roommate would like go and like just have dinner there. Because it had like, you know, they would bring the food to you at the movie theater, and it was cheap because it was like $7.50 for the movie ticket, and then like it was just like all around you would have a good dinner and a movie. You could have dinner and a movie for like $15, so it was like what most people pay for tickets for a movie, and we got dinner and a movie. You know what I mean? So it was great. So we went to the movies all the time, and so it was her week to pick, and that movie. I'm so mad.
Oh, could have been better. So there are some remakes that they're in talking to, and some spinoffs.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about the remakes or spinoffs?
I'm sure I've heard about all of them, but let's go.
All right. We got New Jack City. Reboot. But his buddy
Wesley Snipes is not on board.
So?
What you mean, so? All right. You mess with Blade if you want to.
What? He just said imitation is a form of flattery. When he talked about Mahershala Ali being Blade, I'm like, you didn't create Blade.
So comic book movies are not the same. Like, you can redo comic book movies. That's not the same thing. Come on, you know this. You can make 7,000 Batmans. You can make another Blade. Why are you making a new Jack City? Why? For why?
Because it's the people who do Snowfall, which is an amazing show on.
Show make new pop city or something. Why has got to be the same movie?
Because it's an IP and people like IP.
They just want our money. I need them to come up with new ideas. That's what I need.
Okay. Oh, you want new ideas? Okay, we got some new ideas. A prequel to Training Day.
Yeah, I saw that. Is Denzel going to be in it? Or are they going to find a younger person to play him? Or are they going to de-age him like Will Smith?
They could just get a son.
His son look like him?
John David Washington? Yes, he does.
Let me take a look at Mr. John.
He sounds just like his daddy.
Let me take a look at Mr. John David. Well, look at you, Google. I already know what I want. I mean, kind of, yeah. I guess. He don't really look like his daddy. Maybe his beard. He shaved his beard, maybe. I just can't. See, I can't see past beards because, you know, I don't like them. But maybe if he shaved his beard. I mean, is there a picture of him without a beard? Nope.
I don't know. Let's see. He's been on Ballers. He was in Black. He's the lead in Black Klansman.
Yeah. No, I know that.
Yeah. He's about to be in Christopher Nolan's new movie, Tenet. So he's up in there.
He don't look like his daddy.
He sound like his daddy.
All right. Well, he don't look like him. I think they said D.H. Denzel. But that sounds cool. That was a good movie.
Yeah, because you can at least get the origins of like.
How he got like that.
Yeah, and how he became like a corrupt cop, kind of like that. Because you had like that lore right there when you had like. Okay, he has this relationship with all these other dudes, and he's taking down this one dude that's like been a mentor to him and everything. I'm like, I wouldn't mind like knowing like what led all this up to this. So you can do something like that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I like that.
We got a spinoff of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Set when?
It's a spinoff. So.
Yeah, set when?
Probably modern times, because Will Smith's probably going to be in it.
So Will has graduated, and because I don't remember how Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I mean, I know how it ended. The house was empty, but like they were working, right? I don't even remember.
Will stayed in California. The rest of the family moved to the East Coast.
That's right. Okay. So they're going to do a spinoff of Will in California?
Possibly. Or even, like, you could do the kids, the grandkids at this point, nieces and nephews, anything.
Oh, okay, so it's just going to be tangentially related to... Okay, all right,
hey,
that's fine.
You can even have, like, Carlton being, like, that, being, like, the Uncle Phil role, or you can have Will be the Uncle Phil role.
It would be cool to see Will play the Uncle Phil role. Like, I don't know, this is probably mad cheesy, but, like, have Will be the Uncle Phil role, but then have, like, the kids come and then be, like, he'd be wild and crazy still, but, like, have his nephews come and then, or niece, have a niece come and have her be, like, super straight-laced and they could do the Odd Couple thing that way.
Yeah, it's possible for that one, too. It all depends on, like, how they want to do it.
That's what I loved when we first got into. I loved how they used to play against Carlton and his, like, their Odd Couple relationship. That was nice.
And it would be nice to see everyone come back except Janet Cooper.
Didn't he end up with Tyra Banks?
I don't think he ended up with Tyra Banks.
No, who was it? It was someone with short hair. Who was it?
Nia Long?
Yes, it was Nia Long who was his girlfriend. That's right. Mm-hmm. I liked when he was dating Tyra, though. That was a cute relationship.
Well, yeah, because it was like, it was Carlton, then him, then I was like, oh, gotcha.
I liked that a lot.
I think that was a season... three or four, one of them. I was watching it recently.
Oh, really? Where were you watching it?
Netflix International.
Oh, I see. Using that VPN.
Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to go back and seeing everything else like that. So, I feel like I don't mind seeing that. They got that reboot of, I mean, the reimagining of what Set It Off in the works.
Nope, I'm good on that. Speaking of that, related but not really. So Issa Rae is supposed to be working on that remake or reimagining or spin, whatever it's going to be. Something related to Set It Off. We're not quite sure. Which I'm sure is fine because she's good and she's creative. So I'm sure it'll be a fine movie, whatever. But what about this drama with... what is this chick's name? Amanda Seals. What about that?
Amanda Seals is problematic on so many levels of, like, she's just a nasty person. I'm like, I get it. Like, you're just, like, one of those bad comedians that I don't want to, like...
You don't think she's funny?
No, she's funny. I liked her HBO special. It was funny. But I'm like, you're just, like, just a bad person in life or in general. Like, you feel like you deserve all this stuff because you've been in the business for so long as, like, a kid actor, everything else like that, and you survived.
Yeah, so you say this kid actor thing. What was she on?
She was on something back in the day. I think it was, like, on Nickelodeon or like, one of the shows back in the day. Like, she started off as a kid in the business, so I'm like, you've been able to survive, like, all this stuff, so I'm like, You've just been like Hollywood, and it just kind of like took over.
Okay, so she was on My Brother and Me.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Okay, so she was on My Brother and Me. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember her on that show. Okay, she's not. She was a feature. She wasn't a main person.
Yeah.
Got it. So here's the thing. So the story sounded weird. So Vanessa, I can't remember her last name, is a PR person who works with /for Issa Rae and some other Black people in Hollywood. And I guess every year she puts on this party. So I guess last year Amanda wasn't invited, and she went anyway, I guess. And this year, she was like banned, like she couldn't even be somebody's plus one, and she still went anyway, and was kicked out because they were like, "You're not supposed to be here." Amanda knows that this lady doesn't like her, doesn't mess with her. They avoid each other because they just don't get along. Why would you go to a place where you know that you're not wanted to then cause a ruckus and complain about the fact that you weren't wanted? Why?
I don't know. Like, she feels entitled. I'm like, once you get in the party, just don't say anything. Don't cause a scene. No one's looking for you in the background like, oh, she's not supposed to be here, unless you're causing a scene, which she caused a scene.
Yeah, how did they find her?
Because she started talking some shit.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah, and I think it was what's-her-name's party. What's the name from Grey's Anatomy? What's his name? Jesse Williams. It's his party. It was his party that he was having for like celebrities and everything. So, and she got kicked out, and no one was like defending her and everything. I'm like,
yeah. So that's the part that I don't like. Like nobody from your crew, like nobody, you don't have any friends there. Like not one of your friends there was like, oh, you know, she's cool. Like nobody.
Nope.
I mean, I don't know the girl from Eve, so I don't know like what the story is, and I'm not gonna whatever. But like everybody keeps saying that she's, you know, not very nice or whatever. But she's saying that you know, there's just some people that she don't mess with, and that those are the people who are being vocal. And I'm like, I don't. There are definitely people who aren't saying anything, and I think that's probably the best course of action. But it's just, it is unfortunate that there aren't any people like speaking up about her being a good person. Like that's just sad.
It is sad, but
because I'm sure she has friends. They probably just don't want to get in the mix because that'll tarnish their. I don't know. Hollywood's weird. It's anyway, more, yeah.
Like your friends, but it's like, oh, you fucked up. I don't know you. I'm going over here.
Yeah, that's sad. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought I'd bring that up because I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
I know she got called out by one of her coworkers, dude who plays Dro on Insecure.
Yeah, and he's the, yeah.
But him, yeah. Him in life is just, he got a whole entire baby mama drama.
Right, I was like, of all the people to call you out, really, him? I was so mad. I was like, really, sir, go sit down. Oh, gosh. Well, he deleted his tweet. But I was like, really? You?
The internet. Everyone watches. Everyone knows.
Like, I was like, not you. Like, you don't talk. Like, you go somewhere, Mr. Of all the people, sir. Oh, well. What a world we live in. Yes, indeed, what a world we live in. Yo, your boy 45. This dude, I was about to call him something else. Let me not. Please don't come for me, NSA, FBI, CIA, whatever. Anyways, this dude was like, the Fox News polls are bad and everybody's saying I should be impeached. Oh, well, I'm the president. What? Oh, man, we're done. Like, it's over. This man is seriously like, it doesn't matter. I'm the president. Like, I wish I had that level of confidence.
Heck. It is going to be hilarious when he goes down right now. And when Giuliani goes down, I'm going to laugh.
I mean, Giuliani's probably in for pretty soon.
He's probably about to get arrested soon, because his associates just got arrested. They tried to flee the country today to Vienna, and apparently he had a ticket to Vienna to leave tomorrow. He was getting out. He was trying to get out the country. I don't think he was coming back. Like, his associates got arrested. They're coming for Giuliani next.
Wow. That's wild. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. This is like a bad espionage movie. I don't know, man. I don't know. But on a more positive note, you're going to watch the first episode of Raising Tion for us to talk about next week?
Yeah, probably watch the first one tonight or tomorrow.
And then this weekend you're going to HorrorCon? Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You're going to what's it called?
NJ HorrorCon, Saturday and Sunday, most likely.
Okay, NJ HorrorCon. Let's see what's in store for you. I don't even want to open this website. I knew I didn't want to open this website. Okay. Charlie Sheen, are you going to get some Tiger Blood? Just kidding. Carmen Electra, what? What is Carmen Electra doing?
Convention.
Apparently. All right, so you've got Charlie Sheen, Christina Ricci, Peter Criss, Carmen Electra, which is hilarious, Steve Guttenberg, the Police Academy reunion, and a Nightmare reunion. Wow, okay.
Yep. It's good. It's a good one this year. I always get it. I always love NJ HorrorCon. I just like it that it's it used to be up in North Jersey. And it's like more of like me since I'm not like driving right now, it's more difficult to get up there. But now that it's like in Atlantic City, it's easier for me to get to. Just gotta take the train. And plus it's like Atlantic City. I like Atlantic City. It's a nice town. I've been partying there a lot recently.
Oh, that's cute that you still party. What is youth like?
I don't know. I gotta drag you out to party.
No, I don't need to party. I have all the fun I need without partying.
No, you're gonna party.
No partying.
After party.
Last time I partied, I'm not gonna lie. This is how I know I'm an old lady. The last time I partied, I was in San Diego. And I went out, and I stayed out till about 4 in the morning, dancing, had a table, bottles, was dancing all the night. The next day, I got home, like I said, I got home 4 in the morning, and I didn't leave my hotel room until 1 o'clock p.m. And that's not how one should live their life.
You know what? I'm going to do that again.
No. I was like, I just lost the whole day of my life. Like,
we're gonna do our press stuff. We're gonna do what we need to do, have some fun at the convention, and then go to the after parties. And if not the after parties, we're gonna go out, hit the town, try to drink, have some fun.
I lost the whole day of my life.
We're gonna stop partying about maybe like
midnight?
No, 4 or 6 in the morning.
No, I lost a day. You don't understand what I'm saying to you. I did not emerge back into society until 1 in the afternoon.
That's fine. We're going to do the same
thing. It's not, though. Like, I missed a whole, like, I missed a whole 12 out. Like, I don't think you get it. It was bad. That's not what adults do. Adults don't do that.
Young adults do, and you're still young.
I'm not, though. I'm going to be 36 very soon.
Young.
That's what you say. Anyhow, I hope you have fun at your convention. We will talk, Dion, next week. I haven't heard positive things about it, so I'm sure we'll have lots to riff on.
I don't know. I've heard from like average people, like, oh, they've loved it. Like, all right, I'll give it a shot. I'll see if it's good or not. It all depends. It's a Michael B. Jordan project. He is in it, so.
I mean, that's already taken points away from it for me, so. Because I don't like it. Oh, and you know what we didn't talk about? Tyler Perry opening his new studio. That's cool.
Yes, that is nice. It is one of the largest studios ever built now.
Yep, it's bigger than Disney's. It's bigger than Sony. Yes, it's pretty big. So that's really cool that he did that. So good for him. I hope we get some good films out of there.
True.
So I hope that that's a positive boon for diverse filmmaking.
And I do.
Oh, and you know what else I was going to ask you about? What's wrong with DJ Academics?
That motherfucker.
Wow. Watch your language.
All right, but I don't like Academics. I'm like, I
really.
I wish Vic Mensa or the Migos would have just beat him up at that point. So I'm like, Vic wanted to fight Academics on the show. He literally says, I feel like I'm about to get up out of this chair and beat the brakes off him.
Woof.
On show. Which I would love to see. No one likes
all right. That. So I'm bringing it up because Academics and Nikki had like a little tiff right before she was like, I'm going into retirement. Whatever, girl, go sit down. Nobody cares. Anyway, so she like posted up and was like, oh, that he's gay for 6ix9ine or whatever. And then like she was like talking all this smack or whatever, and they were going back and forth. And he is the one who had posted the messages. And then I guess he put out a diss track. He has an alter ego rapper name. So we put out a diss track like yesterday or the day before. I didn't listen to the song, but I think it's probably whack. I don't know. And then today, he's going at it with Jewels. And he posted her sex tape.
What is wrong with this?
And everybody's saying he only does this to women. Like, he never comes at dudes this hard. But, like, when it comes to women, he, like, goes in, tries to, like, you know, whatever. He always got lots to say. But, like, let a dude, like, step to him and he gets quiet. Or he, you know, backs down or whatever. So, I don't know this dude from... The last time I knew about this dude was when Joe Biden left the show.
Joe Budden.
Joe Biden. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being Joe Biden being on Everyday Struggle?
I imagine Joe Biden leaving this race. That's about all.
Well, I mean, he wasn't going to win anyway.
Bernie needs to leave too.
Bernie needs to leave before, you know, that hard. I mean, I don't wish ill on anyone, but that man is too old and he's going to have another heart attack. So he need to sit down.
Yeah, just give it to Elizabeth Warren. And the person she's been talking to right now is a black man from Florida.
I don't think he's ready. I want to see Camilla. Kamala. Kamala?
She not ready.
I want to see Kamala be the vice president.
She not. She gonna be the attorney general, most likely. And she be the one.
No, you know what though? Because I want Andrew Gillum, Andy. I want him to be Secretary of State.
Who?
The black guy she's talking to, Gillum.
Oh, him? He might be VP.
Right, but I want him to be Secretary of State.
He gonna get that VP spot. Cause he get that VP spot, that means Florida is theirs. There's only two states I worry about: Florida, and I didn't need Beto to. I need Beto to leave already and just run for governor. He'll win.
Beto McSweary mouth.
Yeah, he'll win. He'll win governor easily. Hey, Florida is so close. I mean, Texas is so close to being a blue state. It's not even funny.
And, well, that's because more educated people are going there.
Yeah, that's true. If he just drop out the race, say he's going to run for governor, he'll win easily. But he was also my choice for VP because he would have gave Texas to Warren easily. Mm-hmm. And I would have been so excited. But right now, I'll just see. I see Warren is almost, she's like neck and neck with Biden at this time. And it's hilarious. Bernie's going down in the polls. He's not keeping the steady pace anymore. And I'm really upset with a lot of people not mentioning this damn heart attack because they're thinking, like, Bernie's, he's your guy. He's going to be fine. The man had a heart attack. He is 78 years old. He need to just stay in the Senate and be all right. He'd be fine. Let him do what is going to happen. Let him stay in the Senate. Then once Warren's president, be like, Bernie passes all Medicare for all in the Senate. You can do it. That's it. Let that be his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And Kamala Harris can be attorney general and she can prosecute Trump and his whole family. All of them. Yeah, that's about it for politics talk for the night.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I feel like we'll see what happens. It's just a lot.
Yeah, because I know once the rich Democrats get scared of Warren, I'm like, she's doing what she needs to do. She got them frightened. She got them, and they're waiting and they're ready. And it's like, she's gonna be the one to do it.
Oh yeah,
It's even funnier. With Trump tweeting right now with everything, like he keeps calling out Hillary, and he's like, "She's gonna run again." I'm like, "She's not gonna run again," but it'd be hilarious if she did.
Listen, it would be if she was like, "Yeah, so I put out this book to prepare you guys, 'cause here I am."
No, you know what? She just needs to show up in Iowa and just start shaking hands and talking to people, and that's it. I just need her to be like, yep, I'm going to Iowa. Not run. Just be there. Be like, yep, I'm here. Hello, I'm Hillary Clinton. And that's it. Or, question. Did you see the other stuff online about Ellen and George Bush?
Of course I did. How could you avoid Black Twitter and not have seen any of that?
I'm like, I don't know why people are like overreacting.
Oh, we're on different sides of the fence then.
Oh, so you're overreacting?
I'm not overreacting. I'm reacting. I think over is the wrong choice of word there. I think she's getting the same kind of blowback that Michelle got when she was hugging up on Bush. I think that there's a lot
of blowback.
We might run in different circles. I saw the blowback.
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't remember blowback. I'm like, she's comforting George Bush. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, okay, that's...
No, I don't think it's before. I think it was before that. Not during the funeral. Before that. They're
friends?
Yeah. And she explained it was because, you know, nobody really understands what it's like to be in the White House. But people were like, he's... Whatever. So, I understand how people are like... Hey, like, this goes against some, I don't know. I don't think, I mean, I'm not like out here being like, oh, cancel her, because I don't really watch her, so there's nothing for me to cancel. But for her to just be like, well, you know, you got to be nice to everybody. No, you don't have to be nice to everyone. Like, there are some people you can just, like, avoid in your life because they represent things that you aren't interested in. And that's as simple as that.
I always felt like George Bush was, like, just basically a pawn in the White House. And everything, like, Cheney wanted, Cheney got. And he was really controlling the White House without being the president.
He's also a grown-ass man. And I'm not going to just let him slide by with the ability to just be like, oh, people were pushing me around and play the buffoon. No, I'm not. He was president of the United States. I'm sorry. He has
that accent for no reason. He's a simple.
I don't care. I don't care. That's like saying Donald Trump is, sorry. Ugh. That's like saying 45 is absolved because he's dumb.
No, 45 knows what he's doing because he knows.
How do you know that? No, don't sit here and tell me that he knows.
He's on so many uppers right now. He's on so many uppers.
I don't know anything about that. I know.
Wait, you didn't see the photo? Basically, oh yeah, he's snorting Adderall and he's snorting medicine.
I don't know anything about that because I'm not trying to get in trouble.
No, they have photos of him in his office and one of his drawers is open. And it shows the cold medicine in there that he's been taking. And
it's, well, maybe he has a cold.
It's cold medicine you get from overseas.
I don't know.
For drugs. It's for uppers, so you can stay up.
I don't know. All I'm saying is George Bush is a grown man, so I'm not going to absolve him. I mean, there are plenty of Google's right there. There's lots of things that this man did without the push of Cheney or anyone on his own that were enough for me to be like, hey, you got some red in your ledger. That's all I'm saying. That's it. I'm not, she can be friends with whoever she wants to be friends with, but I'm not going to like let her off the hook and be like, oh, Ellen, like that's fine. Cause not, but whatever. It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Yep. That was an interesting discussion.
Mark Ruffalo also doesn't agree with you.
Okay, Mark Ruffalo, that's fine. You ain't gonna get in the Hulk movie, so.
Wow, rude.
He's not, so. And you're gonna magically give your cousin the Hulk issue. So, can't wait to see that show.
It's gonna be so good.
Yeah. It is going to be good. It's going to be the Hulk that actually hulks out and fights.
Wow, look at you with the shade. Relax.
Yeah. I just need him to be the villain for the next round.
No, he did what he needed to do. I like Smart Hulk.
Yeah, and I need Smart Hulk to be the villain.
No.
Yeah, I need him to be
did Planet Hulk. That's over.
Nope.
We're not going back there.
We're
not going back there. They already touched on that. We're good.
He needs to be the villain.
No. We already did that.
Have him kill Thor.
I'm sorry. Why would we kill Thor?
Have him kill Thor.
Why would we do that?
Because I said so.
Okay, you're weird. No, not gonna happen, but I'm so here for Mighty Thor. I'm so excited for Jane being Thor. I can't wait. I'm really mad that there's no more Marvel movies coming until May of next year. Like, I'm yelling. I'm really mad.
It's fine. It's life.
No, they need to have something come out in February. Black Panther 2 should be coming out this February.
The script needs to be finished.
I understand how movies work, Rashawn. I'm just saying, in Melanie's world, I will be prepping for 2020 Black Panther 2. I have my outfit all ready because I would just be coming back from Nigeria. You know what I'm saying? Like,
at 2021, I think it was 2021, I think it is.
Yeah, but it's not until May because we got to watch Shang.
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi first.
I think Black Panther's 2022.
You just want me to cry.
I'm just saying, yeah, it's 2022. And
so are you telling me that I'm gonna get Coming to America 2 before I get Black Panther 2?
Yes, and apparently Coming to America 2 is gonna be PG-13.
What's that supposed to mean to me?
I kind of wanted it to be rated R.
Why would it be rated R?
The first one's rated R.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Let me see. Because that doesn't make any sense.
What are you talking about? They showed breast. They showed a lot of stuff in that movie.
Why is it? Okay. Why is it rated R? For the boobs?
No, it's because like the
four
language.
Boobs.
The language.
For four boobs and a couple of F words.
Yes.
Oh, then there's no. Okay, you wanted it rated R so you could see boobs again?
Yes.
Okay, you're ridiculous. No. You are absolutely ridiculous. It is 2019. Zumunda has changed immensely. They no longer have the sex bathers. Relax.
I want all the F words.
Oh, I don't need the profanity. I'm good.
I know, and I'm going to see what's the name. I'm going to see how what's the name does this month because he has a comedy special coming out. Which is weird. Arsenio Hall on Netflix.
Oh, nice.
So I want to see where his comedy is currently, and that'll give me like a barometer on where he is for when Coming to America 2 comes out, especially with that and Eddie Murphy talking about he's making Beverly Hills Cop 4 after Coming to America 2.
Oh, nice! That should be quite interesting.
Oh, it just better be better than 3 that I don't think exists in my line of work, in my life. It doesn't exist. I don't like 3.
I've only seen the first one, I think. So
you never seen 2?
Yeah. I don't really remember the plot of 1, so I can't even tell you if I've actually seen it or just seen parts of it, but I definitely haven't seen 2. I didn't even know there... Yeah, no, I didn't know. I didn't even know there were 3, so there you go. I knew there was 2 at the very least. I knew it. I didn't know there were 3, but it's cool that he's doing another one.
Wait, I got a movie question for you. You've seen all the Back to the Future, right?
I have.
Now, which movie was Crispin Glover, Marty McFly's father, in?
So he was in the first one, and then in the second one, they replaced the actor.
Yes, I did not know
because that. He had to he wanted more money, and they were like, nah. And so they replaced him, and then they tried to fool the audience by having him upside down. And then he sued them because when he goes back to 1955 in Back to the Future 2, they reuse footage from the first movie, and it's footage of Christian Glover. So he sued them for using his image without his consent, and he won. So now there's like new rules about like, so in contracts, basically now, like, once they have your footage, it's theirs. But that wasn't in the old contract, so.
Yeah.
He got money. Because that's, I mean, come on, man. Like, they're like, instead of having to refilm that scene with the new guy dancing, and you know what I mean? To save them time and money. Because they would have to get, because, like, some of the scenes in the school, they had to reshoot. And you can just tell that, like, some of the dresses are different and whatever, whatever. But, like, they couldn't reshoot that. They didn't want to reshoot that one. But, like, how are you not going to pay the man for reusing it in a different movie?
Yeah, you gotta use it for his likeness and images and everything else like that, which is...
So yeah, I did know that. Because, and you know why I knew that? Because when I rewatch old movies I haven't seen in a while, I start to do research on them. So I like, because I for the longest time didn't realize that the girlfriend changed.
Yeah, I knew that immediately. I was like,
I didn't and I had like, because whatever, she's just some white girl. Like I wasn't like, I didn't know who she was. I didn't know the actress until I was like, oh no, that's, you know, whatever. So now I know. But then I was like, somebody on YouTube put like the two scenes together because the second one starts with the last scene of the first one. And so you can put them over each other and the actors try to say the same lines and do the same things, but there's definitely a difference. Like it's not the same scene.
Yeah, which I like the first actress that was in the first one. I'm just mad that she kind of like got out the business because of some family issues that happened.
Yeah, it was really sad. Like her mom got cancer and she had to like stop everything she was doing. Like that was really sad.
I know, because that would have been a long thing for her in like that whole entire series right there. And that would have been.
It would have been really good for her. So it was sad. But yeah, look at you trying to hit me with the trivia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing I was gonna say. So Pottermore is no more, and is now Wizard World. Wizarding World, sorry, not to be confused with Wizard World, which is they put on cons. Wizarding World, and so you can go. They have an app, and you can download the app.
What's that? And
it's called Wizarding World. So you download the app, and it's like the same kind of thing as Pottermore was, but everything's all there in the app. And you can do the sorting hat, you can get your wands, you can get your Patronus, you can get your house pet, all of that. Here's the issue. I had a Pottermore account, and you can basically just transfer everything from your Pottermore account to Wizarding World. You log in with your Pottermore email, and it just creates a new passport for you in Wizarding World. Fine.
Oh, yeah, since Pottermore shutting down.
Right. So it's taking over Pottermore. Reason is they don't want to just put it on Harry Potter because they're expanding from just him and creating a whole universe around, like, wizarding. So, like, now, you know, Newt Scamander and Fantastic Beasts. So it's like, and then also the Cursed Child. So in order to, like, encompass everything, they just wanted to call it Wizarding World and not just Harry Potter or Potter or whatever. So I did the transfer, right? But they give you the option to take the sorting hat quiz again because it's a different experience, obviously, on this app. And the sorting hat quiz is really cool. So I mind you, what before Pottermore, so Pottermore has been through two iterations. First iteration, when the books and movies were still coming out, was like, it looked like J.K. Rowling's desk. It was really cool. And you could take a sorting quiz, and it puts you in a house. It put me in Hufflepuff. I was fine with that. Then Pottermore came out, revamped, did a whole thing, had a more intensive test. I took it again. I was Ravenclaw. Subsequently, took another Harry Potter, like, sorting quiz, got Ravenclaw on that too, and was like, okay, Ravenclaw. Fully embraced my Ravenclaw-ness. I'm a Ravenclaw. Been a Ravenclaw for like 10 years now. So, Ravenclaw. So anyways, I'm taking this quiz, and they're like, okay, you can take this quiz again, and it might give you a different result from what you had. I don't know why it would do that. But you, because you came over from Pottermore, have the option to switch, to choose to keep the new one or whatever your old one was. So, of course, I want to take the sorting hat thing, right? So I take it. Do you know that this quiz had the nerve to put me in Slytherin?
Yes.
No. So then it was like, do you want to be in Slytherin or do you want to stay in Ravenclaw? And I was like, well, obviously, I want to be in fucking Ravenclaw. Why would I want to be in Slytherin? And I clicked on Ravenclaw. The hat said, let it be Ravenclaw. But then it changed everything on my screen to green and stuck me in Slytherin. So when I open the app, it has green everywhere. I'm Slytherin. I'm so angry. So I sent an email to the help desk and I was like, yo, I definitely clicked Ravenclaw. I wouldn't have taken the sorting hat quiz again if I had known that it was going to change my house. I'm really upset. they're like, yeah, this has happened to like everybody who's done this. So we're going to fix it. We know that you're upset about not being in the right house.
Yeah, so you're going to stay in the house. You're going to stay there. You're going to be a Slytherin.
I'm not a Slytherin, though. Like, what about, I'm not a Slytherin. I'm 100% not a Slytherin. I don't even know how the quiz even got that. Doesn't even make sense.
I got what you found, Malfoy.
I mean, I have no problem with Malfoy. Well, not that I have no problem with him. He's redeemed himself in my eyes. But what I'm saying is the quiz was wrong. There was a glitch. They even said they had a glitch with all the people who came over for Pottermore. So I'm just waiting for them to fix it.
All right. You don't want to hang out. You don't want to be taught by Professor Snape?
He's dead. He got killed by the snake. I mean, I would have loved to have been taught by him, yes, but he is with us no longer. It's very sad.
R.I.P. Alan Rickman.
I know. I'm very sad about that death as well.
Yeah.
That's very sad.
Yeah, it's funny, though. He was, what's his name's, goddaughter? His goddaughter. You know who's his goddaughter was?
No, who?
Kevin Smith's daughter.
Oh, nice. Yeah, from Dogma. Or, yeah, Dogma.
Yep.
Oh.
I think that comes out next week. His movie, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot.
Oh, I was going to say Clerks 3. He's making a Clerks 3.
Yes, finally.
I mean, were you waiting for that?
Yes.
Why?
I wanted, at least it's going to be a good place where he's at now instead of the one that he wanted to do, because the other one that he wanted to do was like really dark.
The other Clerks?
But he, yeah. Like, you know, I mean, he had a script for Clerks 3 and he recently just like put it online and he like did that. For like a stage play in order to help out like a dying theater out and like raise money. So like they did like table reads of the script and everything. But that script is like really, really dark. But that was when he was like in a dark time in his life. Like if he didn't know if he was gonna do movies anymore or TV or anything else like that. He was like in a depressed stage of his life.
I see.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, well, he started a new script, and he's more of, like, where he's at right now, which is good, which I'm happy with.
Mm.
And I can't wait to see Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, because almost everyone's in it. You can see Rosario Dawson, Chris Hemsworth.
She was at Comic-Con.
Awesome!
We also had a surprise guest appearance by Ryan Reynolds.
Oh!
And someone else showed up, surprisingly. Everybody was mad. They were like, wait, why didn't you tell us? But yeah, Ryan Reynolds was there.
Oh, I love Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, man. All right, sir. So, you're going to watch one episode. I know I've done this like 4 times. But no. You're going to watch the first episode of Raising Dion and no more, and we'll talk about it next week. You're going to give me a recap of HorrorCon, and if you make it to Joker, you will give us your review.
Yeah. I'll do that one.
All right.
Same time next week?
Yes, sir. You can catch us online. I'm going to try to post some pictures from Comic-Con this weekend on 2AP Studios on Instagram and Twitter, and 2 and a Possible on Facebook. And you all have a wonderful rest of the week.